The past few months have provided several opportunities to mark milestone anniversaries of major events. From the assassination of President Kennedy to the arrival of the Beatles in the United States. Our history doctor, Bill Smith, says along with the observations come the temptations to compare the past with the present. In his latest Where History conversation with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums, he says one does not always equal the other.
I'm consistently surprised that folks will confuse the collection of facts with history. You know, we find ourselves slavishly following that old Santiano line, you know, if we can just study the past and assemble the totem or turn the wheels of the codex, that the past will give us the pathway into the future.
All we have to do is understand the past, and we know exactly what to do.
And I just find myself wanting to say, did you come to learn, or in the sage words of Paul Simon, did you come to look for America? Because we're in the middle of a whole bunch of search-and-replace history that's afoot with callbacks to the 1930s, and we can just solve where everything's going by look at these. This person equals this person's.
This is one of your least favorite things I think we're going to when someone says blank equals Hitler.
Exactly, and Putin equals Hitler is where you start.
Okay.
Of all the ones today, this is the one that gets the most traction because Vladimir Putin's attempt to bring Crimea back into Russia sounds like some sort of echo of Adolf Hitler's appeal to reunite the Volk through annexing parts of Czechoslovakia. I've got to call nit to this one.
So Angela Merkel equals the Kaiser?
Well, you know, maybe the most fun as Angela Merkel, a child of the former East German state, cast as the inheritor of the great Prussian kings. And, you know, Germany certainly stands as the economic colossus astride the space between Europe and Russia. But that we can expect her to begin to rolling east into Russia, or I love this co-rumor that she's going to pair with Putin and divide off the Ukraine like Hitler and Stalin did with Poland, another 1930s predecessor, doesn't fit.
Well, and then there are people who have been critical of our president's handling with this, saying he's not doing enough. So does that make him the Neville Chamberlain in their eyes?
Oh, this is an absolute favor of the online folks because they like to bring, here's my air quotes, people, appeasement into the forefront every time American foreign policy doesn't forcefully make demands or changes. It may be better said that Obama equals FDR because, let's be realistic, they are American presidents presented with essentially the same dilemma. Roosevelt had the Red Army of the Soviet Union occupying most of Eastern Europe, all prepared to create the great buffer zone for the Soviet Union between post-war Germany and themselves. And Roosevelt was in no physical position, not his health, not his mental capacity, not his advisors. Physically, no way you were going to send the United States Army to remove the Red Army and change the course of Eastern Europe. It wasn't going to happen. That's not appeasement.
Okay. Others?
Well, you know, this one's just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Paul equals Lindbergh.
Paul is in Senator Rand Paul?
Rand and Ron.
I'll call it the Pauls.
The Pauls.
And Lindbergh, of course, Charles Lindbergh, I assume, sort of a guy who, a neutralist there?
Well, they embody a modern type of isolationism in the Pauls that sort of equates to Charles Lindbergh, who fronted isolationism in the late 30s and all the way into the middle of 1941. You know, we need to pull America back. We need to get out of all these places. We need to retreat from the world because it's none of our business. You know, you could make some arguments that there is a parallel there, but once again, once you peel these back, they don't have
that. It's not that simple.
Equality. It's not that simple.
Does it only work with people, or could someone say the recession that started in the crash of 08, in the fall of 08, is really equal to the depression of 29?
Yeah, I've seen that great recession equals great depression kind of thing, and another online favorite, folks like Shadow Stats, who want to claim that the real level of unemployment is much higher than we are being led to believe and that we are at near historic economic distress levels, not to minimize the problems that are still being experienced regionally around the country and sort of the slow growth we're having. But people aren't in lines for soup kitchens and selling apples on the corners and quite literally 25% unemployment happening. I know that we have pockets of our social strata and our economic strata, they're experiencing those levels of unemployment. But as a whole, the nation is not in that same kind of pickle.
So with all these facts,
you get to add it up into a little Santayana-like roadmap. You know, we can just say we're moments away from the onset of global war, because if I want to take these facts and say they all equivocate and that's where it led to in the middle of the 20th century, that's where we're headed here in the 21st.
Right.
And now I will say, we did just have an airplane mysteriously disappear into the Pacific. So, you know, there's another 1930s coincidence. But, you know,
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart, not exactly. I mean, look, everybody wants to play this parlor game. And it becomes great fun for pundits to write columns based on it. Why? Because we let them become the one-eyed man in the land of the historically blind. These things from the 30s, they don't fit our current situations. Cannabis legislation movements aren't the same thing as prohibition in the 21st century for us now. Do things repeat? Seems like it a lot. Are they the same? No more than Iraq or Afghanistan ended up being Vietnam. Sure, there were some parallels. You had an Abu Ghraib for a My Lai, weapons of mass destruction, and a Gulf of Tonkin. But instead, they become their own little slices of hell, not some sort of easily transposed facts.
So what are we to do? I mean, to be aware of the past, but not to fully embrace this.
I learned some fantastic things recently listening to, of all things, a cooking podcast.
A cooking podcast.
Indeed.
A cooking podcast.
Indeed.
Okay.
You can find truth in many places. And this host had a grand closing line. Modern man laughs at history, but eventually history laughs at us.
Well, until Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel are back together,
we're history.
Bill Smith's conversations with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums are an occasional feature of Ozarks at Large. If there is a subject related to history you'd like our history doctor to address, let us know by sending an email to ozarksatlarge@gmail.com.